Okay, we are approaching the end of the Maamar Harvi. We're up to either page 135, I think we turned to 136. Veichi Tochein. Basically, what the Chover told the king was that the Jewish calendar was based on a knowledge of astronomy. The king had asked whether the Jews were familiar with the astronomy, the astronomical facts, and he said they were. And as we explained yesterday, you needed to know both the Mahalach HaLavana and the Mahalach HaChama. And he also pointed out that the secular calendar of his day was based on an imprecise solar year, a solar year of 365 and a quarter, and it's actually, 11 minutes and change off. And according to Rav Avda Bar Rav, it's actually less than that. And that the Jewish calendar was based on Rav Avda, Tkufa Servada, which was more precise. And that's what we're up to. I did to show you the chart yesterday in the tour. Right? The chart, people know that we have a 19-year cycle. Oh, which year are we holding in the 19-year cycle? We're today in the 18th year of the 19-year cycle, which means that next year, Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur will be the latest it is in any 19-year cycle. And in any 19-year cycle, the 19th year is the latest. You're gonna, which means next pay, it'll be a year, a leap year, which is the leap year, plain year, leap year. It's gonna be a 2 out of 3 years are a leap year. The 19th year of the cycle. And that's a one-day difference. I didn't check them next year, both on Malay, but the point is, it's going to be the latest ever. I don't know what the calendar is. You're going to have your Pesach in the hotel. It's going to be warm this time around. Everything's going to be light the next year.
We told them it's going to be warm this year.
You told them, yeah, but you can't guarantee that. But anyway, the 19-year cycle, I mentioned to you, there are 7 leap years in the 19-year cycle. How does it go? Remember? 3, 6, 8, 11, 14, 17, 19. Okay, that's the way it works. The third year, 60, it's every 3 years except the number 8. So 3, 6, then 8, 11, 14, 17, and 19 are the leap years. Now there are 13, according to the traditional, way that works, there are 13 different sets of the 19-year cycle, or a 247-year cycle that we have. And of those, I told you yesterday, some are, have Cheshvan and Kislev both Malay, both Chaser, or what we call the normal year, which is a miur of the years, which is so to speak normal, that has one Malay and one Chaser. Anyway, getting back here. Veichi Tochein, so the Chavar tells the king, Eichi Tochein Madat Kufas Chamot Kufas Lavana Medudekes Uberura, how could the Jews have had a calendar that requires a precise calculation of both the solar and lunar years. Ela mechochmas hatachuna ala emes val haborer. Unless there was a precise knowledge. It had to be. Ukvar higdamnu misoid noilad kaidem chatzais mezulase. So this I need to explain to you the, you can pass the forward. Rav Avram, this is the next one. It's page 139. Okay, kvar danu misayid noilach kaidem chatzayif v'zulase. See here, I can, the Chazal referred to the knowledge of the moon, the lunar cycles as soid ha'ibor, the secret of making an ibriyar. The soid is the secret. It was kept secret. Since the Chachmei HaSanhedrin knew exactly when the new moon would be visible based on calculation. However, there was a mitzvah for witnesses to come. In order that witnesses not be able to fool Bezdin, most of the rules of the new month were kept as a site, Soid HaIber. So the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah that Shmuel said, Yechayla ani l'skunei l'kulei gaila. He says, I can set up a calendar for the entire period of Galus. So they asked him, do you know the side of Noila Kaidim Chatzais Kaidil Acha Chatzais? He said, no. So if you don't know that, there are other things you don't know. What's the secret of Noila Kaidim Chatzais Nacha Chatzais? It's a little complicated, but basically, the moon is not visible for a minimum of 6 hours before the Maylid and 6 hours after the Maylid. When they announce a Maylid, the moon is so small, the visible moon is so small, that for the 6 hours before and 6 hours after, minimum of 6 hours before, 6 hours after, it's not visible. So therefore, if the Maylid is after noon, after Chatzais Hayayim, it won't be visible that day, till the next day. So even though the astronomical Maylid is, let's say, on Tuesday, the visible Maylid is on Wednesday. Okay, that's the idea of the site of Neil Kaidu Chatzais, Neil Racha Chatzais. V'nishar Adayim and HaChachma Miuchedes Binyan Zeh, you'll notice when they announce the Maylid, it's always a little too early. It's always a little too early because the astronomical Maylid, which is what they announce, for all practical purposes, is 6 hours later. Because the visible Maylid is 6 hours later. At any rate, V'nishar Adayim and HaChachma Miuchedes Binyan Zeh, Sefer, Hanirka Pirkadur Abaleyazeh Ben Harkinis. Now you have to know that most of the Jewish books, traditional books on astronomy, are lost. We don't have them. It's the only place in the entire Rambam where the Rambam writes that I can't explain this based on Jewish sources, and therefore I'm writing it based on the Greek sources. And the Rambam famously says, "Kabel so emes mimisham arai." Take the truth, even if the Greeks got it right, so take it from them. Which is kind of funny, because the Greeks didn't get it right, but they got it pretty right for their time. But at any rate, the Chavar says that we have two books left. We have the Pirkei Rabbi Elazar ben Hyrcanus, by in it, Midas Haaretz. It has the Mida, it doesn't mean the land, the measurement of the earth, but it means the measurement of the earth regarding the solar bodies. V'chein Echam al Galgalim, V'tivei HaKechavim V'hamazolais, and all of the different Galgalim, all of the different orbits around the earth,
the spheres
around the earth, and the nature of the stars and the constellations, V'atzurais, and the constellations that form something, U'boteyim. Now, boteyim means their rooms. In Shamayim, the twelve signs of the zodiac. There are many constellations in the sky, dozens. 12 of them are the zodiac. The zodiac is a unique series of constellations. I told you the other day, it's a band, a straight line of constellations, not even in the center of the sky, at an angle. And each one is about equal. So we give each one a bias. We say each one has its room. Who cares? When the seven Kochvei Leches, when the seven planets that travel differently than everything else. I'll tell you, I think I mentioned yesterday. The whole heavenly sphere of stars is the same. Today, the same 10 years ago and 10 years from now. You go out and you buy a book, and if you have a head for it, which I don't, you can look at the sky, take the book, and figure out all the stars, all the names, they're all in exactly the same space, except that they turn. The sky is constantly, well, the sky's not turning, the earth is turning. But it looks like the sky is turning, so it's turning. And that's the way it is. If you want to take a nap in the middle of the night and wake up and you want to know how long did I sleep, you don't have a watch. You just look at the sky. You see how it turned. The Big Dipper is a clock. If when you look at the sky and you look in the north is that way, the northernmost point is the North Star. The North Star, it's a brightest star and it's always in the same spot. Because the earth is a ball with an axis. The North Star is right above the northern axis. No matter how much you turn, it stays in the same spot in the sky. Coming off the northern axis is the Big Dipper. The Big Dipper is an imaginary stick with a ladle. It's like a long handle. And that, if you stand and watch the sky, you take a time exposure clock of it, you'll see the star is up there, right around where that light is. And you'll see a stick coming out and just going around and around. Right. And that's really a clock, but it's not a 12-hour clock, it's a 24-hour clock. That stick, if you take a nap, when you wake up, it's moved a quarter of the sky, then you slept for 6 hours. Because that turns, or appears to turn, the way the earth turns. The whole heavenly body turns. And ancient man looked at the sky and saw the sky was turning, and that's how he learned to tell time.
His Earth is turning this way.
The Earth is really what's turning. It appears that's turning. Now, there are seven stars that don't stay in the same place in that heavenly sphere. And those seven stars are the sun, the moon, and the five planets that are visible to the eye. Why don't they stay in the same place? Very, very simple. Because all the other stars are so far away from us that any movement relative to the other is not appreciable. You can't notice it. You could notice it, but Hubble noticed it with his telescopes, but you can't, you can't notice it. The seven, let's say Mars, or the moon is so close that its movement is independent of the Earth turning. Everything else, the movement is so minor that you can watch the sky, you're not going to see it moving, two stars relative one to the other. But the Earth, you will, but the moon, you will, it's so close that its movement is obvious. Its movement is very obvious to everybody. And since its movement is so obvious, it tends to move in the sky. Now the moon, we know it moves in the sky. You go out to bench, Lavana, within a certain, area, it moves. The sun, we know it moves. The same thing is true about Venus and Mars and Mercury and, Jupiter and Saturn, the five visible stars. They travel in batim. They travel in different boxes of the sky, so to speak. And the mazel of the times that people predicted was based on that. So those are Hatsurais, the constellations, Vahabatim, Vitaivasam Viraasam. And what's a good sign, what's a bad sign? Aliyasam Viridasam. So we have two expressions of up and down. One is when it rises and sets. As the earth turns, they appear to rise and set. Nesiyusam Vishiflusam. And how high in the sky and low in the sky they might be. Umeshech Tinuasam. The amount of time it takes them to move. Vumechach Nisraelam Ufusam. So Rabbi Elazar ben Hyrcanus, who wrote this, is one of the famous Tanoim. Vishmuel Mechach Mehagamara. And Shmuel was one of the Amiroim. Sha'amar Nihirin Li Shvili Dirakiya Kishvili Dinahardah. He said, I know the pathways of the heaven like I know the streets of Nahardah, the city that he grew up in.
Me too.
Me too. That's the line always. We say, big deal, Shmuel knew the sky like he knew Nahardah. I also know the sky like I know Nahardah. V'lo yisasku bo'i elu le'inyin ha'tayra. Now this is a fascinating line. Lo yisasku bo'i elu le'inyin ha'tayra. The Chazal didn't care about astronomy, only to the degree that it mattered to Dinei HaTorah. The way the Eitzer Nichbad writes this in the bottom three lines, he says, "V'yaser ha'inyanim shebechachba hayu nechshavim l'dvarim b'teilim in tzarech behem." To know other parts of astronomy have nothing to do with Torah, Chazal considered dvarim b'teilim. They didn't want to learn it. L'chein l'chash shalayim kol kach. What? The parts of astronomy that have a impact on Torah, he says that they were interested in learning. The parts of astronomy that have no impact on Torah, they weren't interested in.
How would they know which one is which?
We know what you need.
What do you mean? You know which is which. If I ask you which parts of the sciences of cooking have to do with having a hotel, so you'll know which is which, right? You have to know how to make licorice to run a hotel, right? You have to know there's certain things you know. They know, they understood which ones have to do it. That some of it was kept secret by Chazal, but some of it impacts halacha and some of it doesn't. That's what he's saying. Now what's interesting is, this must have Shabbos up to Shevet Zvulun. And this I prepared a long time ago. I once did with my class, Rav Schwab's letters, or Schwab, grew up in Germany in the Sham Shofar Hirsch camp, and then went for 5 years to Telzenmir. And he was torn all his life by the question of whether Rav Hirsch's philosophy was meant to be l'chatchila or b'di'evit. The idea of the Lithuanian world, that Torah only, as opposed to the Hirsch approach of Torah and Derech, I don't mean Parnasa only, but Torah and Shar Chachmais, whether it was l'chatchila b'di'evit. He wrote letters. When I did it with my class, I knew about three responses. There's one from Rabbi Baruch Ber, one from Rabbi Chanan, and one from Rabbi Ruchan. Since then, I've discovered two more responses, one from Rav Rami Yitzchak Bloch, Rav Elimelech Bloch's father, and one from the Ragged Shama, which I can't figure out. I have it here. About this topic, about whether Shar Chochmas has any value outside of Torah. And so I, this afternoon I was working on this. And then I come in, I prepare this. The way that Eitz Nechmad explains, he's saying, Lo yisasku bai ela l'inyin ha-Torah, Chazal weren't interested in astronomy, only where it's part of Talmud Torah. The Kol Yehuda I mentioned to you was accused of being a maskil. He wasn't, but he was more... the Kol Yehuda, the other Pirish on the bottom, he was more towards, let's call it, the Rambam's camp. So he doesn't quite explain it the way that Eitz Nechmad does. They're only interested in it when it's a get to Torah. He just says, Loi soif dovar, his askusam b'chachmazu, el in Torah. He says more that primarily they dealt with it when it had to do with Torah. But there's value in the Chachma as well. Right. So is there any mitzvah to learn about the different types of butterflies?
I need a tiger swallow tail.
What?
I used to know a lot about butterflies.
Not you. Me. Should I read about butterflies? Should I read about caterpillars?
So why does the Torah say that all these things by Yahweh's kosher?
Because God says, take my word for it. It's all good. You don't got to study it. I'm telling you, it's all good. All right, no, there are others who disagree with this approach.
Tremendous knowledge about so many different things. That
whom? The Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon said, "Da that it's Ef Shetef Chachmas HaTorah at some of the other Chachmas."
Mathematics,
he knew the science of his time. Tamidim, right? The Pasach Shulchan, that he knew all the sciences except for medicine. The medicine, his father didn't let him learn medicine. Everything else he learned. But, okay, I get carried away a little bit. Okay, I guess we'll have to finish, on Monday. There are only, a couple more pages to the Maamar Revi, and it's a show, we'll finish it next week.